This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Israeli forces killed more than a dozen Palestinians during an extended raid in the West Bank, according to Palestinian authorities on Saturday. It is one of the occupied area's heaviest casualties in months amid a recent surge in violence. Reuters' Diane Toh has more.
The war in Gaza has overshadowed continuing violence in the West Bank. It includes regular Israeli army raids on areas said to harbor militant groups, rampages by Jewish settlers in Palestinian villages, and street attacks by Palestinians on Israelis. But the conflict there stepped up about a week ago after an Israeli teenager went missing in the West Bank, according to Israeli authorities. As people searched for the boy overnight, Jewish settlers entered a nearby Palestinian village and set houses and cars ablaze. His body was discovered the next day in what Israel said was a suspected militant attack. The U.S. State Department condemned the killing of the Israeli teen, but also said it was increasingly concerned by violence against Palestinians in the West Bank.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toh. The House has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and U.S. allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked if he's concerned that conservative lawmakers who oppose the legislation will seek his removal as a speaker.
As I've said many times, I don't walk around this building being worried about a motion to vacate. I have to do my job. We did. I've done here what I believe to be the right thing, and that is to allow the House to work its will. And as I've said, you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would further ruin Ukraine. The House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans banded together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president, who had warned that Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding, praised American lawmakers for the decision. The Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to Ukraine expected and predictable, and warned it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. Ecuadorians head to the polls in a referendum touted by the country's fledgling leader as a way to crack down on criminal gangs behind a spiraling wave of violence. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The majority of 11 questions posed to voters Sunday focus on tightening security measures. Proposals include deploying the army in the fight against the gangs, loosening obstacles to extradition of accused criminals, and lengthening prison sentences of convicted drug traffickers. Ecuador is traditionally one of South America's most peaceful countries, but it has been rocked in recent years by a wave of violence. President Daniel Noboa has rallied popular support by confronting the gangs head-on. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a huge win at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee, where workers will now be presented by the union. The UAW won a stunning 73% of the vote after losing two elections there in the past decade. This is giving the UAW hope for making broader inroads in the South, the least unionized part of the country. The union's next target is two Mercedes-Benz plants in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where workers will vote next month on whether to join the union. Harry Katz, a labor relations professor at Cornell University, says other companies will be more aggressive than VW in fighting to present workers for unionizing. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Nabil Biagio, VOA News.